Shalom.
I'm very happy.
Very happy to see all of you. How are you, David? Good.
Ni hao ma.
Good to see you, Brother Albert. Coming with a special rod. How are you, Brother Joseph and Sister Joy? You are blessed today?
Yeah.
Amen. Good. Praise the Lord. Just to, if you remember, sometimes we listen, we go back, we forget.
有时候我们听了回去忘记了。
What were we looking at last week?
我们上个星期在看什么呢？
Jesus, the center of his temple. Amen.
耶稣是我们圣殿的中心。
There are many, why is it so important Jesus has to be the center of the temple?
耶稣必须要成为圣殿的中心，这是很重要的。
Why?
为什么?
Where's the temple?
圣殿在哪里?
We look at our bodies, our lives is the temple of God.
我们的生命就是圣灵的殿。
Why is it so necessary for Jesus to be the center?
为什么要耶稣做我们的中心是那么重要?
Because there are so many things.
因为有很多东西。
So many voices.
很多声音。
That vie for our attention. And our affection.
来渴求我们的注意力，我们的渴慕。
Our love, our longing. Everything wants to take our attention and our affection.
很多东西都想要来得着我们的爱，我们的渴慕，我们的注意力。
If Jesus is not the center,
如果耶稣不是我们的中心,
we are giving attention to many other things.
那我们就会去注意其他的东西。
Can be very legitimate things.
可以是很合法的东西。
But we are not aligning ourselves.
但这样子我们就没有调整自己。
Because Jesus is meant to be the center of our hearts.
因为耶稣应该做我们生命中的中心。
Very simple statement.
很简单的。
But does it happen in our life?
但它有没有发生在我们的生命?
Just reflect through the past 5 days. You know, we have listened to this last week.
过去五天我们听到这个信息的时候。
What did we do?
我们做了什么呢?
Do you notice your life every day?
你有没有注意你的生命?
Many things try to grab your attention.
每一天很多东西都尝试要得着你的注意力。
Many other things.
很多其他的东西。
Until it drowned the voice of the Holy Spirit calling you and me.
直到它埋没了圣灵呼唤你和我的声音。
Right?
对吗?
Yeah, last week I heard a good testimony from Sister Jerry.
上星期 Sister Jerry 给我们很好的见证。
She was saying that she couldn't sleep and she had the opportunity to not sleep and hear the voice of God.
她说她不能睡, 然后她就起来, 她就听到圣灵的声音。
Amen. Later we listen to her testimony during fellowship.
她的见证。
You know, it's very strange. Sometimes you wonder why I cannot sleep, then I can hear God's voice.
很多时候你奇怪为什么你不能睡觉，然后那时候你就听到了圣灵的声音。
Sometimes it's the stillness. God waits for your heart to be still.
有时候神等候你的心安静，他就对你说话。
Then you hear the voice of God.
你就能听到神。
When you can do a lot of activities,
你可以做各种各样的活动,
your heart is not still.
但是你的心很乱。
When your heart is not still,
如果你的心乱,
you cannot discern the voice of God.
你就听不到圣灵的声音。
I remember there was one time when I was very young.
有一次我很年轻。
I came to KL. I was in Penang. I came to KL.
我从槟城来, 来到吉隆坡,
to attend some workshop, studies.
参加一些读书的工作坊。
I was alone. I was staying at YMCA.
我自己住在YMCA。
It's very quiet. I was all alone.
这是一个很安静的地方，我一个人。
You know, after the class, I was all alone.
在这个上班上课之后，我一个人在那里。
I just sat down.
我就坐下来。
The moment I sat down,
我坐下来了。
There's this flow of the Holy Spirit. It's like immediately you know, hey, God is talking to me.
就马上有圣灵的涌流在我里面，我就知道神在跟我说话。
But if at home,
但如果在家,
I was doing a lot of things, many other things trying to get my attention.
我做很多东西，很多忙乱的东西要我的注意力。
Many thoughts try to occupy my mind.
很多思想尝试要来占据我的思想。
That's why we say difficult to discern the voice of God.
我们就会很难听圣灵的声音。
So anyway, we look at that another time.
我们改次才看这个题目。
But recently I heard a preacher who said something very deep.
最近我听到一个讲员讲一句很深的话。
You know, there are many God servants who have gone home to the Lord.
有很多神的仆人都回天家。
Right, recently we have a few generals. We have Billy Graham, we have many other different...
最近有几个基督的勇士都回天家。
One of them recently was a vessel mightily used by God.
最近有一个是神大能使用的仆人。
Very, very... a gifting that is very, very... unique.
他的恩赐非常独特的。
You know CIA, the spy.
你知道那个警察他们要。
You have to speak to him to solve some mystery.
解决一些案件的时候，他们就必须要跟他说话。
Missing people, kidnapping people.
叫他来祷告，看看那些。抓人 抢劫的人在哪里？
He has prophetic word to tell the whereabout of missing people, and he could solve problems that other people cannot solve.
他能够跟警察发预言，跟他说这个坏人在那里，那个坏人。
So this preacher was telling me.
所以这个讲员他说。
He wasn't telling me. He was telling. He was preaching.
这个讲员他说。
He said, many people are very gifted.
很多人有恩赐。
But when we go back to heaven.
可是当他回到天家。
We are not judged by how gifted we are.
我们却不是按照我们多有恩赐来被审判的。
Because it's a gift.
因为这个恩赐只是一个恩赐。
But we are judged by how much we become loved.
我们是按照我们怎样成为一个爱的器皿来被审判。
How much we have become love itself.
我们怎样自己成为一个爱的器皿，成为爱。
You become love.
你成为一个爱。
You can be terribly gifted.
你可以非常的有恩赐
abundantly gifted,
丰丰盛盛的有恩赐
but you have never allowed the Holy Spirit to mold you to become love.
但如果你没有让圣灵来塑造你成为一个爱的器皿
when we go up,
当你上回到天家
there are different levels, different degrees.
天上有不同的层次
yes, we will go to heaven.
是的，我们都会回天家
but there are different levels.
但天上天堂有不同的层次
and we haveIt's not go up there and sing and that's all.
你不是上去然后唱几首歌敬拜神而已。
There are still things.
在天上还有许多的事。
That God can entrust you and me.
神能够交托你去做的。
Those who have become love.
那些已经成为爱的人。
God's kingdom continues to extend.
神的国度在他里面就继续发展。
Are you getting what I'm saying?
你明白吗？
So I heard that and said, wow.
所以我听到了我就说 wow.
You can be very gifted,
你可以有很多恩赐
but you're judged by whether we have become love.
但是我们要看我们是不是已经成为爱而被审判。
If you recall, a few weeks ago, we have Pastor Moses sharing with us.
几个星期前，摩西牧师跟我们分享。
He made a statement.
他说。
He said, we become who we love.
我们成为我们爱什么东西就成为什么样的人。
Remember that?I don't know whether you remember. You don't remember, so nod your head. Some people say we become what we eat.
我们吃什么就成为怎样的人。
Some people say we become what we read.
我们读什么就成为怎样的人。
But we heard Pastor Moses told us.
摩西牧师说。
It is more accurate to say we become who we love or what we love.
我们怎样去爱，我们就成为怎样的人。
If we love.Something very much.
如果我们非常喜爱一件事情
we become like that thing.
我们就成为那个东西
Agree?
就成为一样的人
Agree?
对吗
Do you agree?
你同意吗
Do you agree?
你同意吗
What do you love in life?
你在你的生命中你喜爱什么
What do you love in life?
你爱什么呢
Who do you love in life?
你爱谁
So this is where I want to bring what I felt in my heart to share with all of us tonight.
这是今天晚上我要跟你分享的
Last week we talked aboutDo you want to spend time with God, right?
上星期我们讲到你是否要跟神花时间在一起。
We talk about Jesus being the center.
耶稣做我们的中心。
And do we want to just spend time accompanying Him?
我们是否愿意花时间陪伴他？
Remember, we talk about the video, Chinese New Year video that Brother Joseph told us.
我们讲到我们看那些新年的录影。
They say, you know, when the children did not come back.
当那个孩子没有回来探望他的父母
The parents are very sad,
父母的心就很伤心
right? Similarly, we took that parallel and we say the same with the heart of Jesus
同样的我们拿这个比喻来说耶稣的心也是一样
Sometimes Jesus is also
有时候耶稣也是
Longing
渴望
Longing
渴望着
Amen For us to be with him
渴望我们来陪伴他
So this is where we want to go a little deeper tonight.
所以今晚我们要从这里更加深。
Are you ready?
你预备好了吗
？I see all of you. Are you all okay?
你们预备好了吗
？Everyone okay?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The beautiful picture.
一幅美丽的图画。
Can be found in the book called The Song of Solomon.
在诗篇。
The Song of Solomon.
雅歌。
Is a very interesting book.
是非常有趣的书。
In this modern world that we live in.
在我们活的这个时代。
In the hustling, in the bustling, in the competitiveness, in this world that we live in.
非常忙碌、竞争、吵架的世界里。
We rarely stop and meditate on this book.
我们很少停下来默想这本书。
Because all that we want is.
因为我们所要的就是。
What can I do to get this?
我要做什么能得到这个祝福？
What is the fastest way to go get this?
最快的得到这个东西的方式是什么？
We want to be efficient.
我们要有效。
Right? Because in the workplace, we are measured by our efficiency.
因为我们在工作的时候，总是要看你有没有效力。
How effective, how efficient you are.
你工作有多效力。
But in a relationship,
但是在关系里面
there's no such thing as efficiency, right?
没有这种看你有多有效力。
In a relationship between husband and wife or friend and friend, all kinds of relationship,
丈夫朋友各种各样的关系里面
you cannot be efficient, right?
不能够是看你有多么有效率。
How fast I can get to know my husband or my wife.
我多快才能够认识我的丈夫妻子？
Relationship doesn't work like that.
关系不是这样子，对吗？
You need time.
你需要时间。
For Ken, you have to 拍拖。
你需要跟他拍拖。
Correct or not?
对吗？
Can I meet? I know in the United States now they have speed dating.
在美国有这个快速的拍拖约会。
10 minutes only. Ten minutes, you just sit there. Someone you don't know, blind date, you sit there. Or how many minutes? See, can work or not?
坐下来约会十分钟，看行不行？不行。
Really, everyone sign up. You wanna? Okay, okay. We go. Okay, 10 minutes. Sit there. Talk. Okay, na ngam. Let's go.
我们十分钟坐下来约会，看看能不能人就马上进行。
Speed dating.
约会。
Efficient.
快速的约会。
Is it very dangerous?
这是很危险的。
Relationship doesn't work that way.
关系不是这样子的。
So, in the book of Song of Solomon.
所以在这个雅歌。
There is this paradigm.
有这个天堂。
Paradigm.
有这个。
There is this.Picture
图画
that Christianity rarely speaks of
是基督徒很少提到的。
We talk about power.
我们讲到能力。
We talk about discipleship.
讲到门徒。
We talk about many things.
讲到很多东西。
But the Song of Solomon it gives the bridal paradigm.
雅歌给我们比较明亮的一幅图画。
Bridal
比较清楚，好像新妇的图画。
That you and I can be a bride.
你和我可以成为新妇。
Joseph, Brother Albert, Brother David.And me, we can be bride.
我们每个弟兄都能够成为主的心腹。
Funny, eh?
奇怪吗？
All the guys can be bride.
所有的男生可以成为心腹。
The bride of Jesus.
耶稣的心腹。
Suddenly, Christianity
突然间
takes on a different picture when we look at Song of Solomon.
我们看雅歌的时候，基督教就转了一个画面。
It talks about a love relationship that is possible between God and man.
讲到一个爱的关系是人跟神之间可以有的。
Have you ever thought of that?
你有没有想过呢？
Maybe can have a love relationship with God.
大卫可以跟神有一个爱的关系。
We all can have a love relationship with God.
我们可以跟神有一个爱的关系。
Let's look at chapter 1 verse 1.
让我们看第一章第一节。
I don't know how far we can go. The moment you look at verse 1, you will be surprised.
当我们看第一节的时候，你会惊讶。
It starts off by telling us this is the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's song.
告诉我们是所罗门的歌，是歌中的雅歌。
It is a Song of Songs. What does that mean? It is the best song, the best, the most beautiful song.
就是诗歌中最好的。
Right or not?
是吗？
Who wrote it?
谁写的呢？
Solomon, right?
所罗门。
Let's look at verse 2.
让我们看第二节。
Who wants to read verse 2?
谁要读？
The beloved to her lover. Oh, how I wish you kiss me passionately, for your lovemaking is more delightful than wine.
So, if you are reading from the New King James, it says, let him kiss me.With the kisses of his mouth.
他说愿他用口与我亲嘴。
For your love is better than wine.
因你的爱情比酒更美。
This is a woman named Shulamite.
这个女人她的名叫苏拉密。
He wants to have the kisses of this man that he loves.
他要得着这个他所爱的人的亲吻。
The Song of Solomon, many people interpret it differently, many ways.
很多人有不同的方式解释雅歌。
Some take it literally.
有些人轻易的就看过。
Some take it metaphorically.
有些人拿来比喻。
So every level has a different meaning.
所以每个层次都有不同的意思。
But there is a reason it is included in the Bible.
但在这个雅歌在圣经中是有它的目的的。
To paint the picture of us and Jesus.
是要让我们看到我们跟耶稣的关系。
That we are the woman, we are the Shulamite lady.
我们就是那苏拉密女。
And Jesus is the king.
耶稣就是王。
So this Shulamite lady said, "Let him kiss me." With the kisses of his mouth.
苏拉密女说：“让我亲吻他，愿他用口与我亲嘴。”
Many people will feel very embarrassed. I read this kind of verse in church.
很多人会觉得很尴尬，读这样的经文。
Correct, no? In the Bible, you read about kissing.
圣经读到亲嘴。
Correct, no?
对吗？
But Bible is not. Bible is real.
但圣经是真实的。
It takes the most graphic image you can ever have.
它给我们最强烈、最重要的画面。
It's the image of kissing.
就是亲吻、亲嘴。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
愿他用口与我亲嘴。
Can one person kiss three person one time together?
一个人能够一次亲吻三个人吗？
Can I?
一张嘴马上亲吻三个人。
Hey, don't go back and try, but cannot, right? Cannot.
不可以。
Your mouth one time can kiss many people one time.
你的嘴巴能够一次马上亲吻三几个人吗？
Cannot, right?
不能的。
Hello. This woman.
这个女人。
Suddenly realized.
突然间发现。
He longed for a personal touch.
她渴慕一个非常私人的触摸。
Personal one to one.
非常。个人的触摸，一对一。
From this king.
得到这个王的触摸。
We can be Christians for many years.
我们可以做很多年的基督徒。
Some people they are Christians for 30 years, 40 years.
有些人做了三十年、四十年的基督徒。
But they never are awakened.
但是他们从来没有醒过来。
Awakened to long and to hunger for God.Like this woman.
没有醒过来，像这个女人一样渴慕、渴望神。
Can you understand me? We can be a Christian for many years. We want to serve God.
我们可以做基督徒很多年，我们要服侍神。
We want to go to missions.
我们要去服侍。
We want to give our best.
我们要给出我们最好的。
We want to do all kinds of things.
我们要做各样的东西。
But all these are all what we do.
但我们所做的这一切。
This is all what I do only.
这是我所做的。
But there comes a time.
但有一个时候。
When the Holy Spirit works in our hearts.
但圣灵在我们的心里面动工。
That you will long for God like this woman.
你就会像这个女人一样渴望神。
You suddenly, it takes a dissatisfied Christian.
突然间，你就会感觉到你的不满意。
A dissatisfied Christian to be drawn.To a personal relationship with God.
突然间，一个基督徒就会开始里面不满足，而且要有跟神有更亲密的关系。
In the Bible, in Ephesians chapter 4,
以弗所书第四章
，Sorry, chapter 5,
第五章
，verse 14,
十四节
，He says, therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.
他说，你那沉睡的要醒起来，主会给你生命。
Light.
给你光。
Arise from the sleep.
从睡中醒过来。
It's like you are dead.
就从死里复活，基督就要关照你的。
So the Christians of old.
所以过去的基督徒。
The saints of old.
过去的圣徒。
They always look at it like that.
他们常常这样子看。
They say before you have this hunger.
他说在你有这个渴慕之前。
You are living your Christian life.
你过你的基督徒生命
，as if you are sleeping，
好像你在沉睡
，as if you are dead，
好像你是死的。
You can be Christians for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years。
你可以做五年、十年、二十年基督徒。
You can be very active in many things。
在许多的活动上很活跃。
In church activities。
在教会的活动。
But you can be just sleeping.
但你却是沉睡的。
What do I mean by sleeping?
我说的沉睡是什么呢？
These mystics, these Christians of old.
这个奥秘，这个基督徒。
When they met many hundred years ago.
这些的圣徒，几百年前的圣徒。
They say you live like automatic.
他们说你活着。
Like automatic like that.
就好像是自然而然的。
Your response is just automatic.
你对神的回应只是自然而然的。
You have a thought, then you respond.
你有一个思想，然后你回应。
Then you live like that.
然后你就这样简单的活。
You go to the office.
你去办公室。
Someone scolded you.
人家骂你。
You got angry.
你生气。
You go to your table.
你去到桌子。
You saw your nice photo.
看到图美丽的图画。
Photo of your child.
你孩子的图画。
Oh, you're happy. Then you smile.
然后你就开心了一下，你就笑。
Then you recall, oh, you forgot to buy something for your child.
然后你就想起你忘记买礼物给你的孩子。
You rush to buy something.
你就跑去买礼物。
When you rush to buy something, you forgot to tell your boss that you went out from the office.
你去买礼物，你忘记跟你的老板说你跑出去办公室。
You got back, you got scolded.
回来就被骂。
We went home with a very sour face.
回家就带着很黑的脸。
All the family very unhappy.
然后全家都被骂。
Every day your life is like zombie lah, sleeping.
每一天你的生命就好像僵尸一样在沉睡。
It's a sleep.
是沉睡的。
You face this circumstance.
你面对这样的环境。
You react.
你就一样的反应。
But there is a time when suddenly a Christian is awakened.
但有一个时间，一个基督徒他突然就唤醒了。
They are not satisfied with this kind of life.
他突然就不满意这样的生活。
They can still be very active going to church.
他还可能很活跃的去教会。
But they say, why my life is like that?
但他开始不满意说，为什么我的生命这样子？
It takes someone to have this divine dissatisfaction.
需要一个人开始有这个神圣的不满足感。
To be awakened,
来唤醒
to begin to feel hungry,
来开始感到饥渴
to begin to desire like the Shulamite,
开始好像这苏拉密女这样的渴慕
there must be something more,
说一定还有更多我没有得着的
let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth,
让他用他的嘴来亲吻我
Only I want his kisses.
我要他的亲吻。
This is not the kiss of slave kissing, you know, a slave kissing the master.
这不是一个仆人亲吻他的主人。
Hello, there are many type of kisses.
有很多种亲吻。
Correct, not?
对吗
？Judas also kissed Jesus.
犹大也亲吻耶稣。
Before Judas betrayed Jesus, Judas kissed Jesus.
犹大出卖耶稣之前，他亲吻耶稣。
Kiss of betrayal.
这是出卖的亲吻。
But this Shulamite longs for a kiss of intimacy.
但这个苏拉密女她渴慕的是亲密的亲吻。
Let this Jesus kiss me.
让这个耶稣亲吻我。
With the kisses of his mouth.
用他的嘴来亲吻我。
A personal experience that I can experience.
让我要经历跟他个人的经历。
A real tangible relationship.
我要跟主耶稣有真正的触摸得到的关系。
For other people,
别人
if you tell them that,
如果你这样子跟他说
they will catch no ball.
他就不明白
that will kill. Why? Because they will be thinking, I already have Jesus, I'm Christian, I'm happy, okay lah.
因为他可能说我已经是基督徒，我很开心，我很好就行了。
I'm blessed every day, no problem.
我很蒙福，每天没有问题。
Blessed by coming in, blessed by going out.
我进也蒙福，出也蒙福。
Cat also blessed, dog also blessed, fish also blessed, rabbit also blessed.
猫狗鸟鱼兔子都蒙福。
Happy already what?
都开就开心
了。Have money to eat, blessed.
有钱吃饭就开心了。
Sometimes have problem.
有时候有问题
ask people to pray,
然后叫人家祷告
God answer,
神答应了
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah 就没有问题了
that's our Christian life
有时候我们基督徒生命就是这样
This is sleeping
这样是沉睡的
Sleeping
是沉睡的
We are not awakened to the fact that Hey, I want the kisses of Jesus
如果你没有唤醒起来说我要耶稣基督的亲吻
It is like you are just sleeping.
你就好像只是在沉睡。
Suddenly there is a hunger at certain point.
突然间你里面有一个渴慕。
Kisses of his mouth.
你要他嘴的亲嘴。
Right? We all learn that man shall not live by bread alone.
人不应该活着是单靠食物。
But by every word that proceeds from where?
而是靠主口里的话。
From the mouth, the kisses of his mouth.
主的口的亲吻。
Man shall not live by bread alone.
人不该单靠食物活着。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth.
而是靠一切从主口里出来的话。
What is the context of that?
这个重要的是什么呢
？Food.
就这个话题是讲到食物。
Got it or not?Man shall not live by bread alone. Talking about food.
他是讲到食物，人活着不要单靠食物。
Asians like food, very happy. At the back have food.
我们亚洲人很喜欢食物。
At the back we have all kinds of food.
后面有食物。
Man shall not live by bread alone.
人活着不单靠食物。
But by every word.
而是靠。
That proceeds from the mouth of God.
一切从主口里出来的话。
That word is food.
主出来的话就是食物。
What is the word?
主的话是什么呢
？Jesus is the word.
耶稣就是这道。
Not just a longing for intimacy.
不只是渴慕跟他有亲密的关系。
It's a longing that Jesus is the only food.
而是渴慕耶稣成为我单单的食物。
Jesus is my sustenance.
耶稣成为维持我生命的。
Sounds good, right?
听起来很好。
But in our lives, brothers, sisters.
但是在我们的生命里。
If we are not awakened.
如果我们没有唤醒。
We must ask the Holy Spirit to awake us.
我们就要求圣灵来唤醒我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Because the highest is when you learn to love.
因为当你学习爱。
When you learn to love Jesus,
当你学习来爱耶稣
you begin to become like Jesus.
你就开始成为更像耶稣。
That is everything.
这就是你生命中的一切。
When you have love,
当你有爱
when you become love,
当你成为爱
this is also part of the foundation.
这也是根基的一部分。
I haven't showed you yet, but if you get this right,
如果你的根基正确
The book of destiny is open to you.
你生命册就为你打开。
The destiny, book of destiny.
你的生命的生命册就为你打开，你的生注定你的生命的书。
Love.
爱。
But it doesn't come like that.
但这不只是这样子来的。
It is a relationship.
这是要跟神要有一个关系。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
让他以他的嘴来亲吻我。
Kisses of intimacy.
亲密的亲吻。
I want to be awakened from sleeping.
我要从沉睡中唤醒。
And then this Shulamite continued by saying.
然后这个苏拉密女继续的说。
For your love is better than wine.
因你的爱情比酒更美。
Why do I want your kisses?
为什么我要你的亲嘴？
This Shulamite explained it very clearly.
这苏拉密女清楚的说。
The love of God.
因为神的爱。
Satisfies me above.
满足我超越一切。
It uses the comparison of wine.
他就用这个酒来比喻。
Wine here is not talking about sin or something bad.
这里的酒的比较不是讲到不好的东西。
Wine speaks of celebration. Wine speaks of pleasure.
这里的酒是代表享乐。庆祝。
Speaks of blessing.
祝福。
Right? A rich, I'm blessed with, Wine overflowing.
我很祝福有我的酒满意。
God's love.
神的爱。
Is more delightful.
比酒。
More delightful than other things.
比其他的东西更加的令我喜悦。
It is can make bring much more joy.
能够带给我更大的喜乐
，much more fulfilling，
更大的成就感
，much more enjoyable，
更大的享乐
，much more satisfying，
更大的满足。
The basis of why we hunger，
为什么我们渴慕，我们饿的
？Because we have first tasted His love，
那是因为我们先尝过了他的爱。
When we have first tasted His love，
当我们尝过他的爱
，we will say， "Wow, His love is."Better than everything.
我们就能说哇，他的爱比一切更好。
But if you have not tasted,
如果你还没尝过他的爱
you cannot say that.
那你是不能这样子说的。
Correct or not?
对吗
If Sister Rosie tells me,
如果 Sister Rosie 告诉我
，the kangaroo meat in Australia，
那个袋鼠的肉
，is nicer than the chicken meat，
比鸡肉更好吃。
He can tell me that. She can tell me that.
他能告诉我。
But I cannot say whether I agree or not.
但是我并不能够说我同不同意。
Because I've never tasted kangaroo meat.
因为我没有吃过袋鼠的肉。
Correct or not?
对吗？
You can say because your brother cooked kangaroo meat for you.
他能够说，因为他吃过这个袋鼠的肉。
Correct, not your brother bought and cooked for you, and you say, oh, so tender, very nice.
哥哥还是弟弟煮过袋鼠的肉给他吃。
Do you think kangaroo meat is nicer?
你认为这个袋鼠的肉比鸡肉好吃吗？
Don't know, right?
不知道。
Because we have never tasted.
因为我们没有吃过。
Right?
对吗？
Don't tell my daughters, rabbit meat is nicer.
兔子的肉更好吃，不要跟我的女儿讲。
Cannot tell, because my daughter's rabbit are outside. Can I tell you a secret? I tried satay rabbit before.
我吃过那个 satay 的兔子，不要跟我女儿讲。
Don't tell my daughters.
不可以跟她讲。
Have right? In Kajang satay there, hey, don't show that. Kajang satay, have rabbit, have all kinds of.
各种各样的兔子的。
You see, Brother Albert has tasted it. He like that.
你看 Brother Albert 他吃过了，他说是的，同意。
He can say it.
他能够同意。
Have you tried Brother David rabbit?
吃过兔子肉吗？
Oh no, you cannot.
兔子肉。
This woman said.
这个女人说。
His love.
她的爱。
Is better than wine.
比酒更美。
Can you say it?
你能够说吗？
Can you say it?
你能够说吗？
Be honest.
诚实的。
Maybe not.
可能你不能说。
Maybe you will tell me if you give me $1 million, maybe better than wine.
可能你会告诉我，如果你给我100万，这个会比酒。
Correct or not? If you give me a sports car, is better than wine.
如果你给我跑车，会比酒更美。
Some people will say if you give me woman, better than wine.
有些人说，如果你给我女人，这个会比酒更美。
Correct or not?
对吗？
Very true, right?
很真实的。
My brother, my sister.
我的弟兄姐妹。
This is the secret of it.
这是他的奥秘。
Have you tasted it before?
你吃过吗？
This Shulamite woman say his love is better than wine.
这苏拉密女说她的爱比酒更美。
If you look at it carefully.
如果你小心的看。
The revelation of God's love.
神的爱的启示。
Will break every bondage.
会打破一切的捆绑。
You see or not?
你看到吗？
Many people they have all kinds of bondages.
很多人他们有各样的捆绑。
Some people they are bondage to anger.
有些人他们有这个愤怒的捆绑。
Some people they have bondage, they like to watch pornography.
有些人喜欢看色情的电影。
Some people are bondage to food.
有些人被食物捆绑。
Just eat, must eat.
一定要吃，一定要吃。
Bondage, right?
不吃不行，这是
捆绑。Some people are bondage to games, computer games.
有些人被这个游戏捆绑，电竞游戏。
So I agree there are many programs that can help you to set you free.
所以有很多的节目，很多的帮助能够使你释放。
Correct or not? There are 21 steps.
有21步骤。
41 steps.
然后41步骤。
5 steps.
然后做这个五次。
These are all very good.
这些都是很好的方法。
Very helpful, really.
能够帮助的。
But if you see, look at what the Shulamite say.
但你看这苏拉密女说。
Your love.
你的爱情。
Is better than wine.
比酒更美。
A person who receives the divine revelation of God's love.
一个人如果领受了神圣的爱的启示。
The bondage over everything.
他生命中一切的捆绑就被打碎了。
Because many bondages, most bondages,
因为很多捆绑,
the underlying reason,
它的背后的原因,
is in your heart, you're looking for something.
就是在你的心中你在寻找一些东西。
People look for pornography to fill their heart.
别人去看色情电影来满足他的心。
People play computer games to make them happy.
别人玩电影游戏，电子游戏来使他们开心。
They cannot handle stress.
他们不能够承受压力。
When there is stress,
如果有压力。
That's what I heard from another church. When I go to Bahasa Church, right? These people, they drive.Bus 24 hours.
我去巴沙这听到那些人，他们驾24小时驾巴
士。It's very stressful, you know.
驾得非常的压力。
KL, you drive to Penang, then you must drive back again.
吉隆坡驾到槟城，槟城又驾回来。
So you're very stressful.
非常压力。
What do you do? So a lot of people, what do they do?
所以很多人他们做什么？
Smoke.
他们吸烟。
You see all the drivers, bus drivers, they smoke and they take drugs.
他们抽烟，他们吸毒。
To let them awake and handle the stress.
醒起来，然后承受这些压力。
But if someone catch the revelation of God's love.
但是如果有一个人抓住了神的爱的启示。
If you receive and taste the love of God,
如果你领受尝到神的爱，
it can break every bondage.
它能打破一切的捆绑。
Whatever bondage,
不管是什么捆绑。
That's the power of God's love.
这是神的爱的能力。
Your love, this Shulamite has tasted His love.
你的爱，这个苏拉蜜女她尝过神的爱。
Your love is better than wine.
她说你的爱比酒更美。
Your love is better than wine.
你的爱比酒更美。
If only you and I.
如果你和我。
Can taste this love.
能够尝到这个爱。
Do you want to taste this love?
你要尝到这个爱吗？
Have you tasted this love before?
你尝过这个爱吗？
We must be awakened.
那我们一定要唤醒。
We must have this hunger.
我们里面一定要有这个渴慕。
Wow.I can have Jesus kiss me.
我能够得着耶稣的亲吻。
I can have a personal touch from Jesus.
我能够跟耶稣有这个个人的触摸。
In Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书六章。
Isaiah, all his life.
以赛亚的一生。
It was not until in verse 1 he said, in a year King Uzziah died.
他并不是他。并不是等到乌西亚王死了。
Something had to happen before he was awakened.
在他被唤醒之前，有一些事情必须来破碎他。
You see, you know, there was something happened that awakened him.
就是有一件事情发生，然后唤醒他。
And when he was awakened,
当他唤醒的时候
，You see in Isaiah chapter 6,
以赛亚书六章
，His book of destiny is open.
他的命定的书就被打开了。
He suddenly heard God talking conversation.
他突然间听到神。
Who shall go for us?
神的说话，谁我可差遣谁呢
？But it all started because he was awakened.
但这个能够发生，是因为他已经被唤醒。
All while when King Uzziah was alive.
一直以来，当乌西亚王活着的时候。
He was like sleeping.
他好像在沉睡。
Because There is a King Uzziah.
因为有一个王乌西亚在那里。
King Uzziah speaks of many things in your life, in my life.
乌西亚王可以代表你和我生命中的许多东西。
King Uzziah can speak of pride.
可以说到是你的骄傲。
Can speak of, yeah, you depend on King Uzziah, whatever you depend on in this life.
你在这生命中非常依靠的东西。
But in the year King Uzziah died.
那一年当乌西亚王死了。
Isaiah said, I saw.The Lord.
以赛亚说：“我看见主。”
My brother, my sister.
弟兄姐妹。
You don't have to wait for something spectacular to happen, then you are awakened.
你不需要等到什么特别的奇异的事情发生，你才被唤醒。
Listen to me carefully.
让我们小心听。
But it's your response.
是你的反应。
Because King Uzziah died.
因为当乌西亚王死了。
It stirs something in Isaiah's heart.
他搅动在乌西亚的心。
And Isaiah caught on to that stirring.
乌西亚王啊没有，以赛亚他就非常的激动。
He caught this stirring.
他就抓住了这个激动。
He didn't let it go.
他没有让这个激动离开。
He pressed on to it.
他努力的。
And because he pressed on and hang on to that stirring.
紧紧的抓住这个激动。
He saw the Lord.
努力的求，他就看见了主。
Many people,
很多人
，many Christians,
很多基督徒
，are touched by God.
被神触摸。
You heard God's voice.
你听到神的声音。
And you go back to sleep.
然后你回去又睡觉。
I'm not saying sleeping, but you go back to your normal life.
我不是说回去睡觉，而是说你回去过你原本的生活。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你明白吗
？You get a prophecy.
你得到了一个预言。
You hear a preaching that touch your heart.
听到一个讲道触摸了你的心。
You go back.
然后你回去。
Tomorrow you wake up.
明天醒来。
You live normal.
你又过好像正常的，什么都忘了。
But it when in the year King Uzziah died.
当那一年，当乌西亚王死了。
When someone had a dream.
当有一个人有一个梦。
When someone had a prophecy.
当你有一个预言。
Like when Sister Shirley, you woke up, you heard the voice of God.
突然你醒起来，听到神的声音。
What do you do?
那你应该做什么呢？
Do you grab onto it?
你有没有紧紧的抓住？
You grab onto it. Wow, it's something that is worthwhile.
哇，这是一个非常有价值的东西。
How did I get here?
我怎么样能够到这里呢？
How did I reach this point where God spoke to me?
我怎样才能常常在这个地步神对我说话？
I want it again tomorrow.
我明天还要。
If it doesn't happen, it happened before, I believe it can happen again.
如果曾经发生过，那我相信它会再发生。
诶， because I watched television 3 hours, difficult to happen.
然后你就发现，诶，你看电视机3个小时就很难再发生。
You adjust your lifestyle.
那你就调整你的生命。
Because you grab hold of it.
因为你紧紧地抓住神。
You had to adjust your lifestyle.
你必须要调整你的生命。
Because now you're awakened.
因为现在你被唤醒了。
You're not going to let it go.
你不要放开这个机会。
Not everyone is like that.
不是每个人是这样的。
Most people they got touch.
很多人他们今天被触摸。
Oh, they're happy.
哇，很开心。
Tomorrow?
明天醒来。
Back to normal life.
回到正常的普通的生命。
Back to normal life.
又做回正常普通的事。
I remember many years ago when I first, my wife and myself, we are in KL.
很多年前，当我们两个人在吉隆坡。
We're looking for church.
我们到处要找教会去。
So we went to a church.
我们去一个教会。
So the church they emphasize on worship.
他们强调敬拜。
So in the worship there was one service.
所以在敬拜的时候。
Wow, God's presence was there.
有一个聚会中神的同在在那里。
Then I spoke to the church member.
然后我就跟教会的会友说。
I said, wow, very good, huh?
哇，很好。
I said, God's presence.
神的同在在这里。
How very good, huh?
非常好。
How nice every Sunday you have that.
哇，如果每个星期日都有这样子多好。
Brother.
那个人说，弟兄。
Brother.
弟兄啊。
Why every week like that?
为什么每个星期这样？
No need every day lah. This one happen once in a while lah.
他说神的同在偶尔一次发生就好了。
Brother. I was shocked.
我听了吓了一跳。
But this, we are shocked. But this is our.Attitude.
但我们常常就是有这种态度。
We are living like a sleeping.
活着好像沉睡。
We need to be awakened.
我们需要被唤醒。
Isaiah was awakened in the year King Uzziah died.
以赛亚在乌西亚王死的时候就被唤醒。
You see, he did not pinpoint to a day.
你看，他没有指着是哪一天。
Look with me carefully. He did not pinpoint to a day, but to that year.
他没有指这是哪一天，他说那年。
Because it was a continuous, he held on to something. When King Uzziah died, there was a stirring in his heart.
因为那一年，当乌西亚王死的时候，他心中就有了一些搅动。
He grabbed on that stirring.
他就抓住了这个搅动。
He will not let it go.
他不会放走。
He said, "What is it? What is it?"
他说这是什么东西
？How come I feel like that?
为什么我有这样的感受
？I'm not gonna let it go.
我不要放走这个。
I want.The kisses of his mouth.
我要主的亲吻。
He woke up.
他就醒来了。
Isaiah is not the only one.
以赛亚不是唯一一个。
Come, let's look at Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Paul was another one.
保罗是另外一个。
Paul is an expert in Judaism.
保罗是犹太教的一个专业人士。
Right? Hello? Do you know Paul? His old name is Saul.
他的旧名是扫罗。
He sat under the best teacher, Gamaliel.
他有最好的教师。
But it took an awakening for him to step into his destiny.
当他需要一个唤醒，他才能够进入他生命中的命定。
He thought he was doing everything correct.
他以为他所做的一切都是对的。
To put Christian into prison.
把基督徒放进监牢。
He thought there is a.Best thing he could do in his life.
他以为这是他一生中做的最好的事。
But he needed an awakening.
但他需要一个唤醒的时间。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
As he journeyed, he came near Damascus.
当他行路到大马士革。
The light shone around him from heaven.
从天上就发光，四面照着他。
He had to be brought down to the ground.
他必须要被打在地上。
He fell to the ground.
跌在地上。
He heard a voice.
听到一个声音说。
Saul.
扫罗。
Saul.
扫罗。
Why are you persecuting me?
你为什么逼迫我？
Who are you, Lord?
说主啊，你是谁？
Hello. Hello. So. Saul did not know who that person was talking to him.
扫罗不知道那一把声音是谁。
He grabbed onto it.
但是他把他抓住。
There was a light that shone.
有光照着他。
He fell down to the ground.
他扑倒在地。
He heard a sound.
他听到声音。
Saul, Saul.
扫罗，扫罗。
Why do you persecute me?
你为什么逼迫我？
Who are you, Lord?
他说，主啊，你是谁？
Hello. What did I say just now?
我刚才说什么呢？
Paul was a Jew.
保罗是一个犹太人。
True blue Jew.
真正的正统血统的犹太人。
He sat under Gamaliel.
坐在这个最好的教师前面学习。
No Hebrew boy, no Hebrew young man.
希伯来人的孩童。
No Hebrew man.
或者男人。
Simply call anyone Lord.
是不会随便称呼人家为主的。
Except for God.
除了神。
Awaken him.
突然间他唤醒了。
I don't know who are you.
我不知道你是谁。
Hey, but this is God.
他说这是神。
Who are you, Lord?
主啊，你是谁？
He didn't say who are you, sir.
他没有说先生你是谁。
He recognized.
他认出来。
A divine essence in that voice.
在那声音中的属天神圣的声音。
You see or not?You don't have to wait for any great thing to happen.
你不需要等什么伟大的事情发生。
But in every small or big encounter you have with God.
但是当你跟神有大大小小的相遇。
That's you grab onto it.
你就要抓住这一个。
Let that be an awakening to you.
让这一个成为你心中唤醒你的。
You realize this God.Can be personal to me.
你就发觉这个神可以成为我个人的神。
This voice.
这声音。
Is different from any voices I have ever heard.
跟我听到的别人的声音是不一样的。
What I feel inside.
我里面感受的。
Is the different feeling I've never felt in my life.
是我一生中从来没有感受过的。
I'm very happy watching movie before.
我之前很高兴能够看电视机。
I go holiday, I enjoy all that before.
去假期也很享受。
I ate expensive food, very happy before.
吃很贵的食物也很开心。
But this feeling inside.
但是这个感觉在里面。
This peace inside.
这平安在里面。
This love inside.
这个在里面的爱。
Is different.
是不一样的。
Hello, have you ever felt that?
你有没有这样子感受过？
If you can treasure it,
如果你能够珍惜，
you are on the way to be awakened.
那你就是在唤醒的路上。
Most people is
很多人
anything also can 啦。
他们的态度就是什么都行。
Anything also can
什么都可以。
Correct not?
对吗？
In Hokkien there's a proverb.
福建话有一句话说。
无鱼虾本好。
没有鱼虾也好。
Correct not?
对吗？
Huh? So never mind 啦。This one also can, that one also can, anything is fine.
所以不用紧，有鱼有虾也可以。
You are not awakened yet.
如果你是这样的态度，你还没有被唤醒。
You are not treasuring Jesus.
因为你不会珍惜耶稣。
But if you have tasted the love of Jesus.
但是如果你尝过耶稣的爱。
You won't say 无鱼虾说好。
你不会说有鱼没有鱼虾也好。
No Jesus, I cannot.
没有耶稣，我就不能过。
If I come to church, I don't meet with Jesus.
如果我来教会，我不与耶稣相遇。
If at home,
如果在家
，I wake up,
我醒来
，I don't meet with Jesus.
我没有遇见耶稣
，I cannot live.
我不能活。
That is kisses of His mouth.
这就是主的亲吻。
Man shall not live by bread alone.
人活着不该单靠食物。
Most people, most of you will say, 哎呦，不吃不会死。
很多人说，哎呦，不吃一顿会死。
Correct not?
是吗
？If I don't eat rice, can die on Chinese, Asian Chinese, no rice can die.
不吃饭会死。
Can you say one day I don't have Jesus, I'll die?
你能不能说，如果我有一天没有耶稣，我会死呢
？No, right?We won't say like that, right?
我们不会这样说，是吗
？One day no Jesus can die.
有一天没有耶稣，我会死。
Sometimes one day we don't even think about Jesus.
有时候甚至一整天我们都没有去想耶稣。
Agree or not?
同意吗
？Do you agree with me?
同意吗
？Can we be honest?
我们很诚实的说。
Sometimes half day completely never think about Jesus at all.
有时候半天都没有想到耶稣。
Right or not? So many things about
life. 太多东西要想。
Right or not?
对吗？
Lord, I give you my life.
主啊，我的生命献给你。
Give you my soul.
我给你我的灵魂。
think about it.
让我们想。
不是 confirmation。Think about it.
让我们想。
I don't even think about Jesus.
我一整天都不去想耶稣。
Yeah, I said, Lord, I give you my heart.
让我说主啊，我给你我的生命。
Does it match?
这跟你唱的符合吗？
It doesn't match sometimes.
不符合是吗？
So you must ask the Holy Spirit.
所以你要问圣灵。
Awaken me.
唤醒我。
Awaken me.
唤醒我。
Awaken me.
唤醒我。
I don't want to be sleeping.
我不要再沉睡。
I want to have an intimate relationship.
我要跟你有亲密的关系。
I want to have these kisses of
your mouth. 我要有你的嘴上的亲吻。
I want you must first recognize.You are sleeping.
你必须先承认你在睡觉，你在沉睡。
You must first recognize your dissatisfaction.
你必须先承认你里面不满足。
And that will make you awake.
这就能够唤醒你。
Awake you to a whole new world with Jesus.
唤醒你去经历跟耶稣一个全新的世界。
You will never.Never regret this whole new world.
你不会后悔去经历这个新的世界。
And this is all it means.
这就是最重要的。
For eternity.
在永恒里。
This is more. This ranks higher.
这个层次是。
This ranks higher than your destiny.
更重要过你的命定。
Because you have to have this.
因为你必须要先爱他。
Before we fulfill the destiny.
你才能成就神给你的命定。
Do you see it?
你明白吗？
Do you see that?
你明白吗？
This is what I heard this afternoon.
这是我今天下午听到的。
This afternoon we had the speaker that we are coming to our meeting the end of the month, right?
我们有一个 end of this. 我们四月尾有一个讲员，三月尾。
So he was saying, Paul said.
他说，保罗说。
For me to live is Christ.
我若活着就是基督。
Right.
对吗？
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
He didn't say, for me to live is ministry.
他没有说我若活着的原因就是要服事。
For me to live is mission.
我活着的原因就是要做一些服事。
For me to live is other things.
我活着的原因就是要做其他东西。
But he captured that. Look at Paul.
当他抓到这一点，你看保罗。
Paul who fulfilled all the destiny God has for him in his life.
保罗他在这一生中完成了神给他的使命。
He got it right.
他做对了。
Even though he was sick,
虽然他
remember I talk about the thorn in the flesh?
虽然他生病，虽然他肉体上有刺。
Right or not? But he still fulfilled God's destiny.
但他还是成就神给他的使命。
What was the secret?
他的奥秘是什么呢？
He didn't know God from the beginning.
他从起初不认识神。
When he got the encounter, he held on to it.
但是当他有了这个相遇，他就紧紧地抓住他。
And he grew, and he grew, and he grew.
他就从那里成长又成长。
In intensity.
就是激烈的成长。
Until he can say in his life.
迫切的成长，直到他能够说在他的一生中。
For me, I live is Christ.
我活着就是为了基督。就是为了基督。
Not family.
不是为了家庭。
Oh. Not money.
不是为了金钱。
Because.
因为。
When for you and for me.
当你和我。
For us to live is Christ. For us to live is Christ.
能够活着为了基督。
Money will have the right place.
这。钱自然的就有他自己的地位。
Family will have the right place.
家庭自然就有了正确的地位。
Blessing will have the right place.
祝福也会自然的发生在他正确的地位。
Mission all will have the right place.
服事全部都会按部就班的有他自己的地位。
Your destiny, everything will have its right place.
你的旨意、你的天命，一切都有他自己的地位。
When for us to live is Christ.
当我们活着真正是为了基督的时候，
you catch it, you have to catch it.
你明白吗？你抓到吗？
If for us to live is family,
如果我们活着是为了家庭，
family all rose up,
家庭破碎了，
family all problem,
家庭充满问题。
Right now, for me to live is Christ.
但是我们活着是要为了基督，
family will have the right place.
家庭就会在他正确的地位上。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
immediately describes.
我活着是为了基督。
I want the kisses of his mouth.
我要他嘴上的亲吻。
Is Christ today, Christ tomorrow, Christ all the time.
我要今天有基督，明天有基督，时常有基督。
Amen.
Amen.
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
让他用他的口来亲吻我。
For his love.
因为他的爱
is better than wine,
比酒更美。
So that all of us here,
好让我们在这里
when we gather together,
当我们聚集在一起
when we worship,
当我们敬拜
when that which comes from your mouth,
那凡从你口中发出来的
match with your heart,
就跟你的心符合
when all of us can say together,
当我们能够一起说
your love, God's love is better than wine,
主啊你的爱比你的爱比酒更美。
Heaven comes down like.
那天就能够降临。
Glory of God can come down just like that.
神的荣耀就能降临。
Because all we want.
因为我们所要的。
Is Christ.
就是基督。
And for you and me to say, for me to live is Christ.
而要你和我说，我活着是为了基督。
Oh, I need to adjust my life.
你就需要调整你的生命。
I need to adjust my life.
你就需要调整你的生命。
Amen.
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 Let's stand. Hallelujah.
让我们站立。
Simple message.
这是很简单的信息。
Actually, I wanted to go 4 verses.
我要再，本来是要再多讲四句。
But importantly, let's get this correct.
但让我们好把这个调整好。
We need to be awakened.
我们需要被唤醒。
We cannot be living like sleeping.
我们不能够活着好像沉睡。
We need to be awakened.
我们需要被唤醒。
Awakened to know God's love.
唤醒来认识神的爱。
Awakened to love Him.
唤醒来爱他。
There is an old song.
有一首旧的诗歌。
That goes like this. It says, "Awaken my heart."
主啊，唤醒我。
To love and adore Thee, O my Lord.
来爱你，敬拜你。
Will awaken my heart.
唤醒我。
To pour out before You, O my God.
来倾倒在你面前。
Awaken my heart.To know your love,
唤醒我来爱你。
And to love thee in return,
来认识你的爱。
Freely flowing from an awakened heart. Do you see that? We are asking God to awaken our hearts.
我们求神来唤醒我们的爱。
To love him.
来爱他。
To pour out our heart before him.
来在他面前倾倒我们的心。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing this. If you, I do not know if you know the word, can just close your eyes.
让我们闭上眼睛。
Just learn to sing this song.
来学习这首歌。
Awaken my heart.
唤醒我的心。
To love and adore Thee, O my Lord. Awaken my heart. To pour out before Thee, O my.
对耶稣说话。
Thank you, Jesus.
耶稣。
Thank you, Lord.